Hello, everybody. It's Marcy from wavesofcommunication.com. Welcome to another episode of the Language Facilitation Helpline podcast, and thank you for tuning in today. The fastest results come when you enjoy the process of language facilitation. Happy New Year. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the tips that are going to help you get what I know you want, what every language facilitator wants, and that is faster speech evolution in 2023. We're going to be looking at part one, where I have the first five tips that I'm going to be sharing with you. Let's get into the first tip, number one for you, which is this one right here, which is to improve your intuitive observation abilities. And the reason that this will help you see faster progress in 2023 is because when you improve your intuitive observation abilities, you will learn exactly what your child wants and needs to talk about. Now, progress only happens when a child is motivated to share words for the things that they've already been communicating about non-verbally. Your role as the facilitator is to help evolve the whole communication process that this child is using from the behaviors that they have been using already. You know what they are, you've seen them, and you're evolving them into real speech that everyone can understand. Now, what a real true language facilitator understands is that the reason kids talk is because they've got something they want to talk about. They're not talking because you think they should talk, because they think somebody wants to hear them say words. They only do that when there's an exchange in place. But real spoken language happens when you are moving forward to facilitate things that your child wants and needs to talk about. So that's why this is first. Now, I also want to let you know before I move into the rest of these tips that the solutions, the ways you can get to all of these processes are in the resources that I have available. For example, my 11-week language facilitation journey to speech workbook shows you how to use all the things that I'm talking about today to help you elevate and escalate your process and progress. All right, so let's move into number two. Tip number two for faster speech evolution is to address all, and I have this in caps, all physical or mental health issues. Issues are things, anything that's going on, physical, mental, or even in your mindset that cause discomfort, frustration, anxiety, and physical discomfort, which frustration and anxiety are the mental discomfort, they always block progress. And no progress can happen if your child's at a very high level of frustration or any of these kinds of things. So what you want to make sure you're doing to escalate these processes is to address them. So you have to address them both with your child, not with just, I wonder what remedy they need for their ear fluid, or I wonder what's going to make them feel better. These remedies you work with the late talker to implement. This is what we're giving you to help you make the fluid go away, to help your tummy feel better, to help you get stronger so that you can move and jump and do the things you can. If those are the things that your child is lacking and they're frustrated because they haven't developed physical, mindset, or environmental comfort, then that's where you need to focus before you start digging into new vocabulary and new experiences. Work with the experiences you already have. That's what these first tips are going to allow you to do, because you're only going to help a child evolve if you meet them where they are when they start. And I promise you, if there is discomfort, frustration, anxiety, or physical feelings of pain, pressure, woozy stomach, all that stuff,
any of that stuff that's going on, you always have to dial back and address those issues first. Now, they don't have to be resolved before you begin language facilitation, because in fact, you already started your language facilitation with tip number one, to identify what those things are, right? The only way you know your child's discomfort is if you intuitively analyze the nonverbal communication that they're using to understand, oh, he's telling me he's uncomfortable, or he's frustrated, or he's anxious. Then you have to address the root cause of those things, as well as the remedies to address those symptoms before you can move forward. And when you do, use those things, even use those opportunities, use your child's pain and discomfort as the way to connect and facilitate the spoken language that they want or need to complain about it, to get frustrated, to talk about how the things that are triggering them to make those things stop in their world. That is incredibly fast learned spoken language. These kids will, especially if they're surrounding their discomfort. So that is how you're going to get tip number two to get super fast progress, is address the discomfort that your child is displaying through their behavior. Remember, all of this behavior you see as communication as a language facilitator. All right, let's move into number three, which is this one, where you're going to be experimenting with new strategies every single week. That means you have to keep trying new things, new opportunities to learn. And also, you have to change your speech dynamics. So there's two things right here that you need to be experimenting with every week. And the reality with language facilitation is kids who hear the same things over time, they start to tune it out. They stop listening. And as soon as they stop listening, focusing, paying attention to your language models, then you've lost them and the progress will slow down. So you want to keep evolving how you show up with new opportunities, new language spoken in a new way. And when we talk about experimenting with speech dynamics, that means the way that you are talking, the circumstances around the speech, right? The new opportunities. Now we're talking about your worries and struggles in addition to just the things you find fun. That's an experiment. Maybe you're changing your speech to talk more slowly. Maybe you're using more sing-songies. You're starting to sing with your speech. Maybe you're talking louder. Maybe you're talking softer. Maybe you're talking in more complete sentences instead of baby talk, or repeating what your kids hear, just what they're saying. If they're saying ba ba ba, you're just saying ba ba ba. These are the things that need to change, because the same stuff that your child is saying and the same stuff that you're saying over time are fading. It's not evolving if you stay the same. So you always have to do experimenting if you want to see something new, which is your way to gauge progress with spoken language. You don't know spoken language is improving until you actually hear it coming out of your child's mouth. So you need to change what you're doing and saying if you want your child to change what they're doing and saying. And if you don't know how that is, you need to start experimenting. How you learn those new things are in the resources on my channel. Okay, let's get into the number four tip that I have for this video, which is this one right here, which is where you need to act with confidence that you are facilitating change. You cannot go into this halfway. You have to be 150% and completely confident that you are good at this, that you can do this, that your child is listening to you and that they are learning. And how you do that is you show up confident. And how do you show up confident? You plan ahead for teaching. Everything you teach, you think ahead about, plan ahead about, with your functional goals in mind. If you don't know how to get those functional goals going, you're not going to show up confident. If you don't know how to talk, if you don't know what to say, if you don't know which kind of activities are important to your child, you're not going to show up confident and they're not going to listen to you. They're going to see you as floundering around just like they are, because they're just trial and erroring their communication right now. They're doing things to get you to respond to them. That's what communication is. We say things with the intention to get other people to respond to us, to listen to us, to do what we say, to give us things when we ask. All of those are the reasons that we talk. We complain about our illnesses so that someone will help us. We complain about our struggles so someone will step in and lend a hand. Your late talker needs to see that you are confident about showing them how to do that. And again, these other four tips are what's going to help you feel confident, but you're not going to feel confident unless you know what you're doing. And how you learn what you're doing is by using these resources on my channel to learn. If you don't know how to talk, watch the language facilitation videos. If you don't know what to say, if you don't know how to create your environment, that's definitely when you need to get the workbook, because these analysis charts, you'll have to follow and see where are you. There is one all about your mindset as a language facilitator. Look, if your mindset isn't high, isn't above the line, you won't see any progress at all. And if you want to see faster progress, then you have to elevate your mindset way high up here. You can't just work with equal give and take. My child says ball, and you say, you said ball. That's not enough for faster progress. You have to be confident in your language facilitation mindset to show up as a confident language facilitator. You have to be way up here, inspired ideas that you're sharing with others, that you're teaching the nanny, that you're teaching the dog walker, that you're teaching the garbage man and the mailman and or the mail person. I don't want to use gender, whatever. Everybody who interacts with your child, you get them on the team. That's how you see super fast progress, is when you are confident as a facilitator. The last tip that I have for you right here, which is tip number 5, and it's this one right here, where you need to acknowledge when a strategy does not produce results. So this is how you're going to move forward. You have to choose to give up methods that slow you down. The only way you're going to make faster evolution is if you give up things that slow you down. And how do you know what's slowing you down? You look at the other four tips that we had today. So this is how I'm going to help you do tip number 5. We're going to talk about the other four and see where maybe you haven't made your own evolution to move toward tip number 5, which is what you need to give up. So let's see with tip number 1, improving your intuitive observation abilities. When have you been relying on people other than yourself to decide what your child wants and needs to talk about? When have you relied on the standardized test that a speech therapist gave, or an intuitive analysis from me, or some other person, a speech therapist, to say where your child is, what's going on, what they want to learn about? When are you giving that away instead of doing it yourself? Who's trying to take it away from you is the other thing I want to see. Is there a professional in your life, even a family member in your life, who's trying to tell you how to work with your child instead of you intuitively analyzing what your child wants to talk about and digging in and teaching them that? Where are you doing that? That's what you have to give up, because no one knows what your child wants to communicate during the activities that you do with them every day better than you. No one knows better than you. And if you are still giving away that power and responsibility to someone else, that's what's slowing down your progress. Okay, let's look at tip number 2. Where we're talking about addressing all physical or mental health issues. Obviously, this frustration, anxiety, and discomfort. Where are you ignoring discomfort in your child? When are you using one remedy? Let's say you're trying to give your child medicines and they don't like it, and you're struggling and fighting and holding them down to give them those medicine. Where is one remedy canceling out another remedy? Where are you causing discomfort in your late talker by not responding to their nonverbal communication? When are you creating frustration in them by shutting them down? Okay, when they're stimming or they're making some behavior, or they're repeating themselves or whatever. When could you use revamp what you're doing when your child does things that you don't like? How can you give up those strategies that are not helping, that are keeping your child in discomfort and anxiety? Where are you missing it? What have you evaluated their ear fluid? Have you looked at their physical? Do you understand why they won't stop moving and jumping? Have you figured out what causes them to leave the room every time a certain person walks in? That is where you need to dial in. Where are you ignoring discomfort, which is a strategy? Oh yeah, if I just ignore this, maybe it'll go away. This tantrum, this whatever. Okay, where are you ignoring your child's discomfort in order to whatever, not address it? Without addressing it, it's not going to see improvement. So that's what you have to give up. Replacing one remedy with another, as long as it causes discomfort, is going to cancel out number two and it's going to slow your progress. Okay, let's look at number three. And this is where you're going to be experimenting with new strategies every week. And this is a pretty easy thing. Where do you need to give up stuff that your child doesn't care about anymore, or you don't care about anymore? They don't want to listen to this anymore. It's the same old stuff. They already know it. All the labels of all the things that you've been saying, trying to get your child to imitate you, they know it. You have to leave it. You need to start experimenting with new things and leave the old stuff behind, because I promise you, they've memorized it. They know it, they've learned it, and they will be so happy when you start experimenting and doing new things. All right, let's look at the next one. Number four, act with confidence that you're facilitating change and plan ahead for teaching with your functional goals in mind. Where are you flying by the seat of your pants? Where are you relying on other people to do this? Where are you just, I don't know when I'm going to talk? How are you exhausted at the end of the day because you haven't planned your things and you've been putting out fires all day long? How often are you planning things in your day? When are you ready to give up playing the first responder and just responding to this? Your child's by themselves in the other room making messes. Your child is stimming all by themselves in the corner and they won't stop no matter what you do. Your child is aggressive towards you or other people. Where's all that stuff happening and you're potentially not responding to it in the way that's going to help your child evolve, right? And that's what you have to give up. So when you acknowledge that something doesn't work, you choose to give up those methods that slow you down. Okay, so before I let you go off of this video, I just want to remind you about a resource that some people are taking advantage of and other people just really haven't figured out how great it is. And this is for people who are used to using my YouTube channel, the Ultimate Resource Guide. This is the ultimate resource guide to equip and empower success on your language facilitation journey. The link to this guide is in the description box. It literally, you find the problem that you're having. My child is doing something I don't want him to do, or they're not doing something I want him to do yet. You find that area in the book. You click. It's an ebook. You click on the link and it takes you directly to a video on YouTube where you can learn exactly how strategies just like this that you have to do, because it's not going to change. You're not going to see fast progress. You're not going to see the kind of progress that I saw with these families when I went to Australia. And the reason I made this video, the reason I know these strategies work, is because even after I work with people, I saw these people in person for the first time after I've been working with them, some of them a year, some of them 2 years. They've read my books. They've watched my videos. They've done, you know, everything I told them to do, except they still weren't seeing as fast a progress as they wanted. Every parent wants faster progress. So how do you escalate that? You have to dive in to your language facilitation journey. Be the CEO of that. Plan it from beginning to end every single day, and then you'll see your progress. This is the workbook you need. The description is in the video. You will see that after you start with these strategies, start them today. Start with increasing intuitive analysis. Start your experimentation. Get going with these things and let me know. Now, if you're already following me, comment in this video to see which one of these strategies that worked for you, because I know that other parents are going to see that those strategies will be helpful, because if they were helpful to you, they'll see that they're helpful to them. And just like the parents that I saw when I visited them in person saw even better improvement in days, because all they did was add these tips on top of what they were already doing with their language facilitation. They made the changes, they swapped out the things that weren't working anymore because they started paying attention every single day with their intuitive analysis to see what's going on. You can do this, moms and dads and caregivers. Even if you're a speech therapist and you've been working with a child for a really long time, these tips will help you see faster progress, because the job of a language facilitator is to motivate a child to try every day to evolve their communication from the behavior that they've been using, that they've been trying out and testing, that they've been working with you to teach you, into the real spoken language that works for them. And it only happens fast when you show up confident and ready to facilitate the progress. Your child needs you as a language facilitator, and these five tips are going to help your whole family be successful. So stay tuned, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye for now. With a whole range of Waves of Communication resources, from free content to customized coaching, you now have access to everything you need to elevate spoken language to infinite success. You are welcome to get your journey started with my 11-week language facilitation journey to speech workbook. You can access this workbook and all of the language facilitation resources on my website, wavesofcommunication.com.